Hello and thank you for listening into the week on Dalal Street, our weekly podcast on the stock market, where we look at the action during the week as well as key things to keep an eye out for. I'm Santosh Nair, and with me as always is Anuj Singhal, Managing Editor, CNBC Awaaz. Anuj, thank you for joining in.
Santosh, thanks a lot for inviting me. Very tiring and very long week. You know, I was just joking that Monday was my 43rd birthday. And by Friday, I was feeling 45.
Okay. So, Anuj, an eventful week for the market with the budget and the turmoil that you saw in Adani Group stocks. Now, first up, your quick thoughts on the budget and which are the sectors that you see benefiting from it over the next 1 year?
I think it was a good budget, Santosh. And obviously, the budget got a bit sidelined because of what happened to the market in terms of the Adani Group stocks. But even then, you know, the market was up this week, despite all the turbulence. And I think X of that second half weakness on the budget day, the market did quite well. And especially the banks, after that initial knee-jerk because of the Adani Group factors. I think the budget clearly has put a lot of impetus on giving more disposable income in the hands of the consumers. And I think that's what got reflected in the way some of the consumption stocks rallied. You know, I know there were numbers which were also good, but you know, stocks like Britannia, Lever, those kind of stocks, Titan started to do really well. I know there were numbers, but I think this is what the market is focusing on. Bajaj Finance did well, for example. I think banks in general, the PSU banks, an economy normally does well and stock markets normally do well when consumption does well and the piece which finances that consumption, which is banks and NBFCs, they do well. I think this is what clearly the big focus area was on. And I think the fact that she didn't touch upon the capital gains tax, which was the big bogey for the market, I think that really helped the market. So I think all in all, I would say from the market point of view, it was an excellent budget.
And also, huge sell-off in Adani stocks, although we saw some kind of a breather there today. Now, given the kind of price damage that you've seen over the last week or so, how should investors be looking at these stocks? Do you see any pockets of opportunity there?
See, I always say this, that the ocean is vast. You really don't need troubled water for fishing, because in any case, you won't find too many fish there. You'll find them in calm water. So, and the market is like that. I know some people who want to compulsively trade Adani stocks, right? Because, you know, everyone has this knack of picking bottoms, that I got the bottom, right? And it's all fancy and good to say that today, if you had got Adani right, you know, you would have made 50% in 1 day. I know that. But how many of you would have been able to do it? It's easy to do post-mortem, but it's very tough to do it on the screen. And I'm telling you, screen is telling you something. I think let it stabilize. There will be opportunities. You don't necessarily have to make money in Adani Group stocks. I know people are saying that Adani Ports and Gujarat Ambuja Cement, for example, are two assets which are now available at a very good bargain. That might well be the case, but I don't know how big is the risk in terms of how this thing evolves over the next few days. But yeah, I mean, if there are any two stocks where fundamentally there's something to look forward to, they would be ACC plus Ambuja and Adani Ports. Obviously, this is not a recommendation, and you do consult your financial advisor. But the better thing would be to just perhaps stick it out for a bit.
Well, Anuj, now for the big picture, foreign institutional investors are selling in a big way, and domestic flows too are beginning to slow down, both through mutual funds as well as through direct investments. And not forget the fact that India is trading at a premium to other emerging markets now. Given all these factors put together, how do you look at the market in the near term?
No, I think, Santosh, we discussed this last week, that this is a risk for the market. If FIs are still selling, if that selling continues, but domestics, their momentum slows down. And there's a good reason for that momentum to slow down, because last year, the general public did not have any investable options. Fixed income was giving you 4%, less than that in certain cases. Real estate wasn't yielding anything. Gold was stagnant. I think this year, what you've started to see over the last 6 months is that all of a sudden interest rates have jumped. Fixed income, GSEC funds are giving you almost 7.5-8% risk-free. Gold is doing well. Real estate is doing well. So, and starting valuations are high for Indian markets. So that's always a bit of a risk. And I think now the FI selling, I think, is reaching a slightly dangerous proportion as well, Santosh. So I think that's having a bit of a risk factor for the market. I won't deny it.
What's your view on life insurance stocks, Anuj? One sector which took a beating this week because of the proposal to tax annuity products which have annual premium of more than 5 lakh rupees. Now, already these stocks have been underperforming for a while. So, given these circumstances, how would you look at life insurance stocks?
I think there are two issues here, Santosh. One was just this issue, which is that more than 5 lakh rupees premium and taxation on them, making it slightly unattractive. And I think on that, perhaps the punishment was justified, especially in HDFC Life, which has the highest proportion of these products. But I think the other issue which sort of damaged the sentiment from the market point of view was there's clearly a focus on the government's part to go for or incentivize the new tax regime, which sort of automatically discourages rather going for the old scheme. And in old scheme, insurance was a big factor where, you know, you were paying health insurance or life insurance and you were claiming that as deduction. So while you're incentivizing one, you're discouraging the other. And in that, I think insurance clearly was seen as a something which will get damaged. Look, insurance as a sector really emerged post-COVID. Otherwise, before that, it was not really a big sector. Post-COVID, it really emerged as a big sector. And I'll tell you one thing. All the sectors which emerged post-COVID as the big sectors and as something that is there forever, you would have noticed that that story didn't last. For example, a lot of people thought stocks like PVR and Indian Hotels would never come back because people would not go out and people would stop watching movies in theaters and they would start watching it on OTT. None of that, right? The life is back to normal and people are going out and people are, you know, you're not getting rooms. And so I think same thing with insurance. Post-COVID, people started to really invest a lot in insurance products. Not just investment, but also in terms of term insurance because nobody was sure about their life. I think now with COVID, hopefully and touchwood, being in the rear mirror, I think that has also changed. And that's why, in any case, the sector was not favored. Plus, you got this, and that's why you saw this derating.
And what are you reading from the monthly sales numbers of auto companies, Anuj? The sector has managed to weather the recent turbulence in the market. How do the stocks look now?
I think the numbers are looking really good, Santosh. You know, I think my only worry with autos now is that now that commodity prices are on an upswing once again, last 6 months they got a benefit of lower commodity prices. Now, with commodity prices surging once again, how will they maintain their margins? Will they have to take price hikes? Maruti, for example, has already announced a price hike. So what happens to that? I think stocks like Mahindra, for example, which made a lifetime high today also, I think they are right now sitting in a sort of good position, but with, you know, all their products doing well. But I think this sector will face some headwinds if commodity prices do not show any signs of letting up, because that's something which will emerge as big headwind once again.
Now, Anuj, you've been bullish on metal stocks for a while. Does that view still hold?
I think that view got challenged a bit today, or this week rather, Santosh, because China reopened after a week and didn't look good. Because my sense was that China has a lot more rally left. But the sense we got was that perhaps a large part of rally could have been done. I think I'll want to give it one or two more weeks, Santosh, and see if it is holding out or not. The thesis of being bullish on metals did take a bit of a knock this week.
Let's talk about some individual stocks there, Anuj. Strong response to Titan's third quarter numbers, but then the stock has not really been going anywhere for the last many months now.
I think it's expensive. Today it moved though. Today it was one of the top Nifty gainers. I think it was the top Nifty gainer, if I'm not wrong. I think the management commentary was very strong. So they did mention that they will have to spend a bit more on advertising because, you know, they're expanding a lot more. By the way, Titan is really doing a lot of disservice to the married men because, you know, there's jewelry, then there's saris, then there's now bags as well and whatnot. So, you know, just go to basically a mall and if you have all of this available, then you are not left with any disposable income, right?
So nicely put. I hope the Titan management is taking note.
I put this question to the Titan management actually, and he actually said yes. I mean, a lot of our products are focused on women, unfortunately or fortunately. But I think the stock started to move higher today. I think today perhaps could mark a bit of an inflection point in Titan's journey. Let's see.
And any other key earnings that caught your attention?
I think SRF's earnings looked really good, Santosh, because chemical stocks have been going through some turbulent times, but within that, SRF managed to come out with good numbers, though the market did not reward them a lot or as much as I thought they would, because again, you don't know how the next few quarters are going to pan out. The other earning which really caught my eye on Friday was Divi's Labs, because disastrous earnings from Divi's, and Divi's is the leadership stock in the API space. If Divi's is doing this, imagine what's happening to the other stocks in this space. And again, Divi's is a stock which anyway was not going into earnings strong, and it's now almost halved from its highs. It's done that 3 or 4 times in the past, and every time it bounces back and becomes a 4 or 5 bagger from there. I don't know if history will repeat, but those were the two numbers which caught my eye.
And what are you keeping an eye out for in the coming week, Anuj?
RBI policy. I think that's the most important cue, because post-budget, I think you'd want to listen. And now that Fed has given signs that interest rates are close to peaking, and our inflation also showing signs of peaking out, my sense is that this there could be one last rate hike left in the system, but the RBI governor might be willing to give a hint that we are close to the hike, we're close to the peak than we have ever been.
Thanks, Anuj, a lot for sharing those insights with our listeners.
Thank you, Santosh. Good talking to you as always. And you have a good weekend, and to all our listeners, have a happy weekend.
Thank you, Anuj, once again. And that's all that we have in this episode of The Week on Dalal Street. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend ahead.